Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Bill Cosby's going back to work. This time he's scheduling town halls. Now he's planning a series of talks about sexual assault, and of course this all comes in the wake of his own sexual assault court case ending in a mistrial. Well, his spokesperson Andrew Wyatt said on Good Day Alabama, which is a TV show in Birmingham, that he wants to talk to young people because this is bigger than Bill Cosby. He says the issue can affect any young person, especially athletes, and they need to know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying and when they're doing certain things they shouldn't be doing. And he said it also affects married men. Yeah, especially when you're cheating on your wife. Well, you know, people do need to be educated, men and women. I'm just not sure Cosby's the one to be educating at this point. But I do know he's probably going to use his time wisely because the judge and the prosecution plan to retry him in 3 to 4 months. So, one more time. Kanye West wants to keep up with the Carters, apparently, because, you know, he's only got 2 kids and the Carters now have 3. Well, he initially was not pushing for baby number 3 with his wife, Kim Kardashian, but a source close to the couple said that they have revealed to People magazine on Wednesday that they will probably employ a surrogate to carry their 3rd child. The reality TV queen is 36 now, and, you know, she's got a 4-year-old daughter, and she has an 18-month-old son, and she decided that she kind of wanted to keep her family to 2. Well, like I said, I guess Kanye wants 3. And because of Kim's health issues, the surrogate will have to do. And I think that's probably going to cost them $60,000, just a mere drop in the bucket. And I don't know about you, but between The Bachelorette and The Bachelor in Paradise, a new guilty pleasure syndrome is rising. And DeMario Jackson seems to be right in the middle of both of them. But he just lost a rose on The Bachelorette when he got busted with a girlfriend. On Bachelor in Paradise, he could lose his ability to work. So DeMario is setting out the upcoming season of Bachelor in Paradise, and sources close to him said that he's been dealing with anxiety ever since fellow contestant Corrine Olympia suggested that he had sexually assaulted her during filming. You know that led to the production being shut down. Well, it also is probably going to lead to a lawsuit because DeMario says, you know what, I'm not taking this. And I don't really blame him. And you know what, they're not asking Corrine to come back either. And now she may be facing a lifetime ban in this particular series. I don't know. That's what you get when you watch reality TV. Okay, for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.